we'll bring in our forecaster, Pat Pagano, hopefully closer to air conditioning. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning. Now, well, close, but not here yet.
Well, it's, you know, it's still humid here. This, you know, we
got it's still humid here. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Yeah, you're right. They are supposed to be coming this morning. I say supposed to because I don't believe it until I see it.
That's right.
But they're supposed to be coming this morning. I have no idea how long it's going to take, but I'm thinking at least a half a day from what I understand. So hopefully it'll be better. Yesterday morning at this time in the Weather Center was 86. This morning it's 79.
Well, that's a little better.
Yeah, a little better, not great.
But the humidity's still the same. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
So you can't really feel the difference.
Oh, right, exactly. And outside, still humid, obviously. Clouds, a shower, even a little sun this afternoon, 75 to 80. Just clouds tonight, 60. And then partly sunny Saturday, no rain, low 80s. Sunny Sunday, no rain, mid 80s. Sunny Monday, no rain, low 80s. How's that sound?
That sounds really good.
Sounds good, especially for yours truly, who tomorrow has the dinner dance, Sunday and Monday, shooting more of the movie. I sure hope this is going to work out. And the reason I tell you that is because you may remember Mr. Gary Garrison, who played Adolf in Arsenic and Old Lace.
Yep.
Okay. And of course, he's in this movie. He's playing the doctor in Blight Spirit. And of course, we will be using him and shooting him Sunday into Monday. So, he responded about 2 months ago saying that he needs a table for five at the dinner dance. We know that most of the things he says never ever materialize. I contacted him 2 weeks ago, texted him, and asked him if he would kindly send a check and the names of who's going to be at the table, because we do a random door prize.
Yeah.
And we pick by names. Well, I never got a response. So, yeah, last night, texted his wife and said, are we all set with five? So, and very, very coldly, it's three. Me, Gary, and my brother. Text him if you have questions.
Wow.
That's it. So now we're short two people, which means the association is going to have to pay for two people who are not showing up, and that comes out to $200.
You want me to show up?
You can.
No, I can't.
Yep. I mean, unless he's trying to get two other people the last minute, I don't know, but we still have not heard from him. So I'm thinking to myself that if I do lace into him at the dance Saturday, there's a good chance he may not show up to finish his part in the movie Sunday and Monday.
Yeah, so you got to bite your tongue.
That's exactly it. Going to have to bite my tongue. And that's it. We shall see what's going to happen with the dinner dance next year. Anyhow, weather-wise, tropical-wise, I wanted to talk about. We still have the remains of, what was his name? I can't even remember his name.
I don't know.
Nicholas. Yeah. The remains of Nicholas over the Gulf States, just slowly fizzing out. We have a system off the Outer Banks of North Carolina that's really not getting its act together. And then we have a system off the African coast that's moving west-northwest, and we'll be watching that. So basically, it's back to a quiet time in the tropics.
Well, that's what we want.
Right. It's a quiet time in the tropics. I went to a new doctor yesterday for my physical, my yearly physical, and everybody has warned me that if your appointment is at 2 o'clock, don't expect to be out of there in a short amount of time.
Yeah.
That's why he is so, so busy. He is back from the old school and takes his time. I got there at 2. I got out of his office at 4:30.
Wow.
But very, very nice. Very lovely man. I like his analogy with vaccines, because I asked him, I said, you know, doc, I said, so many people don't want to take the vaccines, other people have it, and now we got the booster. He said, I will tell you this, Pat. I said, what? He says, it's not the greatest vaccine, but it's a good vaccine, right. But it's not the greatest. He said, and my analogy is, this is what it does. The same thing airbags do in your car. They prevent you from going through the dashboard window. He said, but it doesn't mean that you can't get into an accident. He said, it's the same thing with the vaccine. They'll prevent you from getting extremely sick and dying, but it doesn't mean you can't get COVID. Yeah. I thought it was a great analogy. And he said, what they're going to be doing with the boosters, I don't know yet. He said, I will advise you. I said, okay, great. So that was his take on the vaccines.
Well, that's basically it. I mean, it's and you know, once again, I had this discussion with somebody yesterday afternoon. My brother Mark. I said, you know, he called me up. Well, are you going to get your booster? This, but I said, you know, I think I'm going to get the booster. I said, I'm not going to get it first because there's more other people who need it more than me. Right. I said, but you know what? I've given up on this whole thing. I'm just going to do what I do. I'm not going to tell anybody what I do. I'm just going to do it. And, right. And I said, and I'm going to wear a mask when I go inside a store or inside a restaurant, simply because I don't believe when you walk in these places and you've got the sign that says, you can enter without a mask if you're vaccinated. I said, people lie all the time. So, but I don't care anymore. That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do. And everything else can just happen. I'm going to take care of me, myself.
I think that's a really good way of looking at it. We don't need to advertise if we're going for the booster. You know, people don't need to ask if we are. My sister told me the other night that it's we, the vaccinated people, that are causing everybody to be sick. I said, is that so? I said, and why is that? She's because you vaccinated people, quote, you, so it's everybody, you know, she's not saying some, are walking around without masks, and you could be carrying the Delta virus and you're giving it to the unvaccinated people. I said, that's a true statement. I said, but let me tell you something. If you were vaccinated, then you would not have to worry about it. Period. Huh. So we argue back and forth. And last night when she started again, I ignored her. Yeah. And I just went on to a different topic. In fact, I jumped to Dancing with the Stars. And I said, did you see Dancing with the Stars starts the next Monday? She goes, oh, yeah, I heard that. She goes, but I don't know who's on it. I said, well, again, they should change the name. Dancing with who? That's all I could say.
They're bringing
so
in,
that's how I got out of that.
Not only Dancing with Stars, but have you seen that commercial, the commercial for dishwashing soap that has two washed up wrestlers and one other guy doing it? They have all these people that were stars 15, 20 years ago doing these announcements.
Really? Mm-hmm. And the reason they're saying it is because they're washed up?
Well, no, I think they want to try to bring retro back and everything like that. But, you know, it's like Steve Austin. What housewife is going to listen to Steve Austin to buy house you know, detergent, laundry detergent? really, who?
Yeah, really.
And I hate that commercial for Purple where they body shame fat people with the two heavy ladies and the one drinking. Every time that comes on, I turn the channel because I think it's the worst commercial I've ever seen.
Yeah, and I'm sure, you know, people would say, oh, well, the reason why it's not a, you know, they're not any more creative is because of COVID. Because everything is COVID's fault.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, there's
plenty. I'm wondering, you think the weather is a result of COVID?
Right. Well, I can't wait till they name a winter storm COVID.
who would want... That was the case. I think everybody would leave town.
That's right.
but someone told me yesterday that they went for their normal walk through the woods and the mountains. This is in Connecticut. And he did not see one woolly bear caterpillar. And he said normally at this time of the year, he sees a few. You know, and you could tell with the if they're half black or all black. He said, so what does the fact mean that I didn't see one of them? He said, no one ever discussed that. I said, I have no idea. I'm gonna have to look that up.
No woolly bears, huh?
No woolly bears.
I'll have to look that up.
Yeah.
It could mean an ice age.
And I saw a praying mantis yesterday outside my window on the screen. And a friend of mine wrote on Facebook that she saw a praying mantis on her windowsill yesterday. And she lives all the way out on Long Island. I thought that was interesting. Are they still an endangered species,
Marshall? I don't think so.
Okay. So now at one point, if you kill the praying mantis, you could be fined and put in jail.
Well, why would you kill something that's praying? That's right.
Well, yeah, in this world, there's many answers.
All right. Well, we won't speak to you till Tuesday now.
It'll be Tuesday. Jamie will be on again on Monday, so you could discuss movies with him.
All right, Pat. I want you to have a good weekend, and don't get mad at Gary.
No, I won't.
All right. All right. Take care.
Bye-bye, Marcia.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.